What is your stance on abortion rights?
I agree with Albert and that I don't think it's an issue that the government should be inserting itself in, and I have a lot of respect for people who identify themselves as pro-life. I do, and that comes from, you know, firm personal religious convictions. And furthermore, I mean, this is an issue where nobody is going to change the other side's mind. And I've seen this knocking on doors and you know, grandstanding or rhetoric or politically divisive bills aren't going to change people's minds. They're just going to divide people. And moreover, I mean, I think in Alaska legislature, in Alaska right now, we don't lack issues that are important and need to be addressed and need to be solved for the future. We don't. There are myriad issues we could benefit from addressing. And approaching an issue like abortion, which is never going to be solved, makes no sense to me. So I would identify as pro-choice with, you know, a stated respect for people on the other side of that issue. But I think more important when it comes to serving in the legislature, we should be trying to identify issues that bring the state forward and unite people and don't divide people. And abortion isn't one of those issues. And so from a political perspective, I think it's the kind of thing that, you know, you just have to respectfully disagree and try to focus on things that will actually bring progress to our state. So I think that's a really important perspective to bring to the legislature. And, you know, with mixed success, Alaska has been okay on that. But I think we should continue to try to focus on issues that we can actually solve. And abortion is not an issue that we're going to benefit from giving a lot of airtime in our legislature.
All right, Mr. Thomas.
Thank you. Just to clarify on the last issue, as when I looked into it, that we do have medical benefits for same-sex marriages. Just let people know. So if there are same-sex marriages that have occurred outside the state or in Alaska, your partners are covered by the benefits. So even though Alaska may kind of discriminate, but they don't when it comes to benefits. When it comes to abortion, I've been on both sides of the spectrum. Right now I'm pro-life, but I've told people if you go and take social benefits away from a pregnant child who's 15 or 16 and she can't get her welfare, that might be changing my mind. But if we want to encourage them to have that child, if any of you in here were to be pregnant, we need to take care of that child until he or she can take care of himself. That is when I just start drawing the line, when you start cutting programs. Mind you that I was a single parent child, and life is tough when you have that. And we don't want to abandon the mother of a child after she has the child and say, yes, you did a good job, and then they'll walk away. So I think we have an obligation, if we're going to encourage them to have the child, that we better bring them up and not walk away from them.
Okay, we're going to take a station break in a moment, just after Mr. Kudkash responds to the current question. What is your stance on abortion rights? We've kind of already heard that, so maybe you could expand upon that.
Sure. About 10 years ago, I stood on the floor of the House of Representatives, and we had this question before us. And I determined that I was pro-choice. And the statement I made on the floor was, I have three daughters. I'll never know what it's like to be pregnant. I'll never know what it's like to have an abortion because I'm a man. I want my daughters to have the ability to make that decision for themselves because it's their body. So I've been labeled, and I accept the label, that I am pro-choice. I've lost a lot of support politically because of that, but I think it's the right decision for me. And everybody has to make their own decision about it. But as far as I'm concerned, my daughters and my granddaughters and my nieces have my support when they make the decision for themselves as it affects their body.